Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Beautiful weather. One or two things we've got to address. I will give you the quick Friday rundown as I always do. Number one, on Fridays, I do my best to wear something red, R-E-D, remember, everyone, deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. Today, I am very proudly wearing my Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame t-shirt. It is red. I am also wearing, because I never want to be unprepared on Fridays, I am wearing a beautiful red bracelet from my bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey, down there at emilysbracelets.com. I'm wearing that. And, well, you know, it's Friday, so I got my Peppa Pig hat on as well, because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. There was a big awards thing happened last night. I want to say thank you very quickly. And I screwed something up. I was kind of doing self high fives all the way around about how we had won this 4 years in a row. And then a memory on Facebook popped up and a couple of other people poked me and said, you know, it's 5 years. And I said, oh, it's 5 years. So, yes, it is 5 years in a row. It is, well, it's like nothing else. Nobody's ever done it. So I'm very, very proud of that. 5 years in a row, the best afternoon radio show in all of Central Virginia, selected by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How did I somehow lose track of that? Well, I'm just going to tell you something very, very candidly here, because I think it ties into everything that you and I talk about on a daily basis. I don't really honestly do anything I do anymore for recognition or for awards. I'm doing my best to take plaques and stuff down here in the plaque shack. That doesn't mean I don't like them, right? I've got an ego like everybody else. But I don't want to be overly filled with pride. I'm proud of what I have accomplished, and I am proud that I get the opportunity to help people, but I don't want you to confuse it with being prideful. You know, I'm not buying trophies and plaques and stuff like that. I'm just not. I get those offers. You know, you get named to certain things, and then you get an email that says, "Hey, would you like to spend $200 on a?" And I don't even bother reading it anymore. I got college tuition. I've got a daughter who is severely disabled. I mean, I love the fact that we're able to do great things. I really do. And it means a lot. And when somebody says, boy, you know, you're the best at what you do, you say, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't go around telling you. I really don't. I do my best not to. If I do, I apologize. So that's how I could screw up saying that we had won 4 years in a row instead of 5 years in a row. 5 years in a row is pretty, it is impressive. And I am very, very happy about that. So I just want to say thank you to all of the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch for that. I am especially proud. Happy. Oh, I keep saying proud. Again, then you go down the road where you get prideful and then it's all over and done, right? No, that's how I'm trying not to do that. I want to say I'm very happy for other folks who have also won some big awards. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. You know, I am part of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I'm getting ready to go to jail for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm going to be teaching a class for inmates at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. That's what Fatherhood Foundation does. We reach dads wherever they are. First-time fathers, incarcerated fathers, substance abuse users, wherever whoever that father is, we find them, we meet them, and we make them better fathers. So I have taken on the assignment. Now, I actually asked for it. I asked for it, and it was granted. It's kind of funny. Most people do not, A, ask to go to jail, and then most people really don't want to be bothered filling out a whole slew of paperwork so that they can go to jail, right? I did that because I want to go to Pamunkey and teach his class. So the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia won for best charity event, the father figure. Remember that a couple of years ago? I was there at the Diamond, and I set an all-time fundraising record, and I cannot tell you how happy I am that somebody finally broke it. God bless them. Heavy is the hat, the head that wears the crown. And I am now crown-free when it comes to the father figure. So I'm happy about that. But the Fatherhood Foundation winning best charity event in all of Central Virginia for the father figure. And I'm not so sure if I'm happy about this or disappointed about this. My friends, my dear friends, Wendy and John Yeoman from Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in the center of Ashland, they won. They took second place for the best place to eat. So that's pretty cool. You're up against some major competition. But they also won best hidden gem. First place for best hidden gem. Now, you know what happens? Now everybody's going to be coming to Jake's Place. But if you do, make sure you sit at the Jeff Katz table in the Jeff Katz section and have the Jeff Katz sandwich. I don't have all of the results, and that's because I didn't go to the awards ceremony last night. I wasn't able to. I was actually home and watching Julia. And no offense, I'm sure it was a great event. RTD always puts on a nice event. I know people have a great time, but Julia's number one on my hit parade for everything. Period. That's it. So, yes, I was conspicuous by my absence. I don't want anybody get insulted about that, but watching Julia's obviously number one on the list. So, I thank everybody who was part of this. I, like you, will get the paper this Sunday. I'll find out who all the winners were, because I have so many friends nominated who were actual finalists. You know, the final three. I saw there were a couple of screw-ups. People, oh, I think I'm on the final three. I said, yay. You're not, but yay. So, like you, I will go and I will get the Richmond Times-Dispatch this Sunday and figure out who all the winners were. And for those folks who are friends of mine, who are celebrating, who are advertisers, you make no mistake about it, I will be sharing that all over this very program and all over social media, because I want you to know that I appreciate what you're doing. I cannot believe that there's a single solitary Jewish American who's going to vote for Kamala Harris. I just can't. I'm sitting here as a Jewish American or as an American Jew. I don't know. You pick which way you want that to go. But honestly, I cannot understand how anybody of my faith is going to go in there and vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and the rest of these Hamas supporting lunatics. I mean, your kids are on college campuses, and they're being attacked by the very people that Kamala Harris loves. I'll bet you that's something we discuss at Politics and Pints. And I tell you, we've got that coming up October the 16th. So we're just about 1 month out. That's pretty cool. If you'd like to join us, and you have, well, especially if you haven't been to one, let me explain the way this works. We get a couple of hundred of our closest friends together, and then we talk, and then we yell, but we drink beer. So the yelling and the talking and the stamping of feet is actually much more entertaining once you've had a beer. It will be me, as per usual. I came up with a name of it, so it's not like I can miss it. John Reed, who won last night for the number one morning show, right? He was number one, and Sam Newsman. Oh, my gosh, congratulations to Sam Newsman, who took second place. And Germ produces his show as well as my show. So, Germ, tomorrow, give my congratulations to Sam. But anyway, so at Politics and Minds, it'll be me, it'll be John Reed. It will be Gary Hess, who is our fantastic master of ceremonies referee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Keeps everybody moving the way they're supposed to move. Brian Kilmeade had so much fun last time. He's coming back. Dana Lash apparently heard about it. She's coming to town for it. And, well, because we have like this DEI program at WRBA where we have insane liberals. We only have one, but we do invite him to this event. Howard Gutman will be there as well. The only way that you can get your tickets is to go online. I would do it right now so you don't miss out. WRVA.com, WRVA.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Pints. It will, as always, be a sellout. Coming up at 3:35, my buddy Dr. Dave Brad is going to join us. I want to get his sense of some of these even newer economic numbers. They keep coming out. I don't see anything good. But maybe Dave can find something really good inside all of them. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Dr. Dave Bratt's coming up in just about 15 minutes. Really, really looking forward to that. I've gotten more emails from people saying, hey, Jeff, I'd like to come to Politics and Pints, except I don't like Dana Lash. Well, can I make a suggestion to you? Come to Politics and Pints and tell her that you don't like her. Seriously. Turn it into a positive. You can say, I find her voice grating. Okay, well, come to the event and tell her that live and in person. You'll have had a beer. She'll have had a beer. I'm telling you, hilarity will ensue. It'll be great. You don't have to like us to come out. I mean, honest to goodness, every time poor Howard Gutman thinks that somebody's going to come and see him, nobody comes to see Howard at his house, and he lives in a mansion, but he still thinks somebody somewhere is going to come out to Politics and Pints to see him. Here's the reality. People come to Politics and Pints to see me and to see John Reed. And everybody will go anywhere. I mean, John Reed and I go to Politics and Pints so that we can see Gary Hess. But whatever your reasoning is, I think you should hop online, WRBA.com, and get yourself those tickets. Have you noticed that Joe Biden is wearing Trump stuff? There's a full video. Now, you got the snippet of it. I have the full video posted. The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Oh, and also on X, Jeff Katz Show. You should be like Congresswoman Elise Stefanik and follow me on X, Jeff Katz Show. I have the full, it's 90 seconds. Joe Biden wanders into this event. It's like a fire thing and a 9/11 thing. And he's actually got some funny stuff to say. He's got nothing left to lose, right? I mean, he knows it's all in the bag. He's never going to run for office again. His moron son is going to get pardoned. Everything is good. So he's actually being somewhat entertaining. And he goes over to a guy to put on a Donald Trump hat. Now, it's being reported, if you want any evidence of how in the bag the legacy news media are, it's being reported that the guy sitting at the table asked Joe Biden to please put the hat on, and Joe Biden, being such a nice guy, put it on. That's not what happened. Joe Biden walked up to the guy and says, I need that hat. That's what he said to him. Watch it. I'm telling you. Get signed up. Jeff Katz Show on X. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. You see the full video. It's hysterical. Oh, and you see the thing the other day? As Joe Biden is going up onto Air Force One, in his hand, he has a red baseball cap. I'm telling you right now, he's sending every message he possibly can, short of flipping the bird at his vice president and his former boss, Barack Obama, that he hates them for what they have done to him. And he's sending these subliminal messages. It's got to be. He is sending subliminal messages now for that. All right, let me remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, as the moderator, will Gary Hess be able to detect sarcasm like David Muir? I don't know. Gary has many talents. Maybe he can detect the sarcasm like Muir did. Yeah. All right. 804 says, Jeff, I still find Dana Loesch's voice to be grating, but she does have some good stories to share. All right. See? Some people find my voice to be great. G-R-E-A-T. Not grating, but great. 804, Jeff, that blankety-blank Biden was boarding Air Force One carrying a red MAGA hat. Did he think that Trump was his vice president? No, I think he knows exactly what he's doing in small part. You know, like in little bits. Like, yes, I do like ice cream. And yes, blank you, Barack Obama, and blank you, Kamala Harris. Those are the things that I think he's got together. And I think that's why he carried that red hat up the steps of Air Force One. Maybe he's going to leave it in there for the next occupant. Who the heck knows? Dr. Dave Bratt's going to be along in just a moment. We love Dave. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Weather's looking okay. I mean, really, not terrible. It's a little more humid than it's been the last couple of days. But otherwise, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's definitely doable. And the weekend is looking pretty nice as well, just a quick reminder, anything that you may have missed this week, including our friends Bill O'Reilly or Chris Ruddy, the inventor of Newsmax, the CEO of Newsmax, those interviews are up online at newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. So I'm coming across a story here. CNN says, you know, everybody's feeling better about the economy. There was some sort of a study from the University of Michigan, and I'm just wondering if the people that took the survey live in the real world, or are they all, I don't know, I don't know. And the Fed's supposed to do something, aren't they, with interest rates? Well, that involves numbers, and there's probably a dollar sign or two in there and a percentage mark, and so I turn things over to my friend Dr. Dave Bratt. I want to remind you that Dave is the senior vice president out at Liberty University for business relations and what have you. But he's not here on behalf of Liberty, although we're going to give him a small slice to talk about the upcoming CEO summit. But he's here with his own views, his own opinion. He's been an economist his entire life, professional life, and he's done a great job. Dave, I appreciate you being here as always, sir.
Thanks, Brother Jeff. Great to be on.
Well, let us dive into consumer sentiment, because CNN, which you know is an impartial, highly respected journalistic endeavor, says that people are actually feeling better about the economy. Have you met any of those people?
I haven't met many of those people, but I will say, I mean, and they're, you know, Michigan's got the big consumer sentiment survey they're famous for. But feeling better, right? That 50 is kind of the cutoff, right. And it's, you know, things have been below 50 on most every economic indicator. So, you know, if they went up from, you know, 30 to 31, their statement would be true. People are feeling better. It doesn't say that they're happy.
Right.
It just, you know, it just says it's an uptick a little bit, and I can't even understand that part. The average person, the credit cards are maxed out. The average rate now on a credit card is 23% interest rate, right? Jeez. On top of losing your inflation and your purchasing power, the young kids can't do rent or a house. Mm-hmm. And the problematic part there is I hate for the American people to fall into a new mental, you know, equilibrium where they just say, this is the new norm. Because they've forgotten what America could be. And that's the part that scares the daylights out of me about the last 5 or 10 years. You know, a lot of young people growing up, they don't know what we had 30 or 40 years ago, right? The economy was humming along. American business was the envy of the world. The United States was the envy of the world. And that's not the case anymore. And so, yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point, Dave, that I want to sort of expand on a little bit. There is a generation, my kids and your kids have grown up in interesting times, right? They grow up Barack Obama, I think, is the first president that they really, really remember. They might have some memories of President George W. Bush, maybe, in the latter years. They go through 4 years with Donald Trump, and anything they hear about President Trump is negative from everybody who's surrounding them, everybody in school. And then they go through the last couple of years, and you're right, maybe they think, well, this is just kind of the way it is. And you and I, the old guys in the room, are going, no, sit down. Let me tell you how it used to be, Sonny.
Right, right. And you know, I think, you know, I'm so sick of the debate, discussion, whatever. But, yeah, you know, that's part of it. You know, in the old days, if you said a president, you know, their job is to run the world, to run the U.S. for sure.
Right.
And if you said that person delivered peace and prosperity for their entire term, mm-hmm, that would be end of story, right? That it's like, what more do you want? It's not the job of the state to make your, you know, psychological counseling therapeutic needs sore.
That's
so
right.
You feel happy.
Yep.
You know, happiness comes from other things, you know, God, family, nature, beauty, philosophy, truth. You know, there's plenty of other things that can make you feel happy. And if you're relying on the president of the United States to make you happy, and you think that's actually a function of the federal government.
Yep.
The definition of the federal government in economics and political philosophy is the entity which has a monopoly on violence. Right? That's the definition of the state, you know, from all
right,
the bright thinkers through time.
Yep.
So if you think the entity which has a monopoly on violence to coerce you to do anything they want, if you think that entity is here to make you happy, you know, we've miseducated more than just the generation, but a couple of generations. I don't think people understand the basic nature of what human nature looks like and what the state has been through world history. It's an awful thing. The best thing the United States has done is kept that monster in a cage for a long time, and now it's getting out.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave joins us with his own observations, his own insights, his own analysis. I know you and I have chatted about it before, and we've discussed a couple of books that people need to read. But you tell me, Dave, because you're in the world of academia, are folks who are coming to liberty at 18 years of age aware of this? Do they understand fully what used to be and what the lessons are? And what about folks who are going to other colleges? I know you're at Liberty, but you must talk with other people in the academy. They must tell you what their entering freshmen know and feel.
Yeah, no, well, at Liberty is pretty unique, right? I mean, the Judeo-Christian Western tradition, God had, you know, there's two kingdoms in this world, the kingdom of lightness and the kingdom of darkness, right? The two kingdom of God and the kingdom of evil.
That's right.
The kingdom of good and the kingdom of bad, right? So there's two kingdoms, but then God institutes three spheres and has put them at work down in history. The sphere of the nation, the country, the nation state,
mm-hmm,
the sphere of the church and synagogue,
yep,
and the sphere of the family.
That's right.
And so the Liberty students, you know, they have an awareness of all three of those things, and they, you know, because they're in the Bible, right? The most quoted book of the founders is Deuteronomy, right?
That's
no one
right.
knows any of this. They don't
That's
know the
right.
the structure of government was laid out in the book of Deuteronomy, all the basic principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Private property, freedom, God created us free.
Yep.
I heard a funny joke. I just throw it because I'm always Doomsday Friday. But I heard there's a very smart guy over at Oxford University. He's a mathematician, philosopher, defender of the faith.
Wow.
And a fairly cynical guy says, well, You believe in a God who, you know, doesn't allow you freedom? Don't you know you have a free choice? And the mathematician from Oxford says, well, he said, this is a good question. It's funny, you know, the first one that asked that question was a snake. Back in the garden. And I was like, oh, finally, somebody with a wit. There's someone with some intelligence.
Yes.
Around,
yes.
Right. So, yeah, no, but they, yeah, these basic spheres that have been put in place, right, the nation state, yep, the church, synagogue, the family, are those that who else is teaching that these days? I don't know. And if you're not teaching that, the Marxists are out to destroy all three. It's in print if you've missed it.
Oh yeah.
And so, right, that's the ongoing threat to the country right now.
What do you think the numbers are, though? I mean, this is what I'm trying to figure out, Dave. You and I, I'm going to say it, I think we're relatively good guys, and I think we are grounded in faith, and we understand our duty to God, and so we see a clear difference between good and evil. We know there are things that are good, there are things that are evil, but are we, at this point, are we in the minority, or do you believe in the 300 million people we have in the United States that our thoughts, our beliefs, the things that we know are true, are we still the majority, do you think?
Yeah, I do. Okay. There's a reserve there of decency in most Americans. Yeah. But now the problem is even the CEOs are scared to open their mouth.
Yes.
Right? The left is a minority, the vocal left, right? The folks that would the people that showed up at me when I was running, I had people showing up in outfits in the front row swearing at the pastor.
Yep.
And it's just a minority of very loud, very rude people,
yes,
that can ruin the whole event. And so, yeah, I still think the majority is there, but they've been scared to the point that if you say anything at work, you'll get threatened and you'll lose your job, you lose your paycheck, and you can't feed your kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you say anything wrong at school, you'll get an F on your paper.
That's right.
Right? And that's not the way we act toward students who oppose us. We're like, if I had a student that opposed me, I go, hey, that's great. What? Say that again. What? Let me hear that. That's a pretty good point. You're wrong, but it's
right.
Interesting. Let's
right.
debate it. Right?
That's
right. And you'd have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is not present anymore.
Wow. I don't know. I still have a glimmer of hope, a shred of hope. There's a little fire burning in me that I think we can absolutely do what's right. And you're right. You know, you come on Fridays and you get sort of stuck with a lot of the negative stuff. But here's the thing is that your observations are honest. They're not negative for the sake of being negative. What we've all found,
no,
particularly
right.
those following you on Getter, right? The Brad Economics.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
It's just the numbers, kids. This is
right.
These are the facts.
Right. Yeah. Well, and there is good news too.
Yeah.
If you look at the folks who have tried to build the dream in this country and soar to the heights, right? The JFK. Robert Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr.,
yes.
Tulsi Gabbard,
yep.
Martin Luther King Jr., they were all shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something wrong with this world when the people who are willing to give up everything for the dream,
yeah,
right, that dream comes into conflict with power in this world, the people who just want to hold power. And the little hint there is they're usually associated with wanting to control the state.
That's right.
And that's the part we have to defend again. And that's why RFK Jr. made his move. He said, I have to return this republic back to the kids.
That's right.
And the bigs, all the bigs now, right? The big pharma, the big agriculture is killing our kids' health. The big defense, the big, everything's big, right? There aren't a ton of small firms anymore, and that's a disaster.
It is a disaster. I'm going to remind everybody that Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. One of the things that Dave suggested a number of weeks ago, you get yourself a copy of a book called Return of the Strong Gods by R.R. Reno. It is not what I would call beach reading, but it is absolutely essential reading. Dave, it's you know, there's some books we have Brad Thor on, right? He writes a great thriller. It's like, man, I got to keep reading this. I can't go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, all right, put it down. You're falling asleep. I sometimes get nervous when I pick up R.R. Reno's books. Like, oh, man, I got to read a chapter. But boy, I got to read that chapter. Do you want to take a moment and take off your individual Dave Brad hat and put on your Liberty University hat and remind everybody about this big CEO summit that's coming up at Liberty?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, we have a CEO summit every year, you know, 500 or 600 business titans, world leaders across the board, generals, national security secretaries under presidents, world leaders, African ambassadors, diplomats. So this year we've got the trade representative from Israel coming in. And everybody, it's just a networking. Friends in faith, we call it, trying to win-win opportunities. The atmosphere, the environment is just one of kindness, and everybody gets along, and it's great. And so if you're in business out there, just email me. Just go to my email that's out on Brat Economics on Getter. I don't like sharing it over the airwaves because then 8 million people spam you.
Right.
But just go out to Getter and go to Brat Economics and say, hey, Dave, shoot me the flyer for the CEO Summit, and I will. You register and join us. You don't have to be a CEO. If you're C-suite or business leader, doctors, lawyers are coming this year. We got just some impressive names. You'll know half of them when you see them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is without question something that if you have the opportunity, when you read this, you need to take advantage of it. I'm just telling you that. I'm going to be there. I'm so excited about it. And, Dave, keep smiling, man. I know.
Yeah, I am. I still smile. I got friends like you. That's the joy of having real good friends. As Aristotle said, friends pursue the same ends, the same goals, right? And that's what true friendship is. So it's always great being on your show, Jeff.
Well, we love you, man. Have a blessed weekend, brother. That is Dave Brat, Dr. Dave Brat from Liberty University. I'm here to tell you, he's like three of the best guys you're ever going to meet. Honest and forthright, and is still educating people. It's just he's an amazing, amazing person. I'm humbled to count him as a friend. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Now, ordinarily, we would have a whole slew of great audio, but apparently we're having some technical difficulties, so my apologies. My brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski, is going to be here at 4:35. You know, Stan joins us every Friday. He gives us a little peek ahead at what to expect Saturday morning. The best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andrewski airs on this very radio station at 8 a.m., right? Yeah, 8. I just want to make sure. You know, numbers. It's all about numbers, and I'm not a numbers guy. So, yeah, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in the garage with Stan Andrewski. I will absolutely positively be listening. And at 4:35, Stan is going to be with us. I mentioned at the beginning of our little chat that I cannot understand how anyone who is a Jewish American, as I am, or an American Jew, as I am, again, you pick which way it goes, how they could be voting for Kamala Harris. She has surrounded herself with vicious anti-Semites. They are clearly anti-Israel and pro-Hamas. Well, I'm not the only one to notice this, because Kamala Harris right now has the lowest level of support for a Democrat since Governor Michael Dukakis. Generally speaking, the overwhelming majority of Jewish voters in the United States vote for the Democrat candidate. And I don't think that's going to necessarily be the same this time. All right, we're going to try this again. Germ, if you would, cut number 9, Joe Biden.
Trump, I'll give you my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll autograph it.
Huh?
Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
Oh, you're an old fart. You're an old fart.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old fart, right?
I know you wouldn't know about that.
What?
I'll be an old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
You know, he reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you would do a selfie. There he goes. Yeah.
remember, no eating dogs and cats.
Hey, they're good.
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope you like the pizza.
Huh?
You guys pick the fish again. I don't know where it's from.
Not easy.
All right. Well, that's the full clip. If you want to see it, in fact, let me rephrase that. You should take a look at it. Make sure you're following me over on X. All right. Jeff Katz Show. I just sent it out again, and you can see the actual looking because it's really it's priceless and it's almost kind of precious. And I don't think Joe Biden is going to go in and vote for Donald Trump when he goes to vote. But I think he's sending all sorts of messages that are nothing short of one-fingered salutes to his fellow Democrats who shivved him and then pushed him right off the cliff. Wearing the Donald Trump hat. You know, he spent 50 years feeding at the public trough. He knows, as well as anyone, that there are going to be photos of him in the Trump hat. He could have handled it. He could have said so. He put it on, and he put it on for a reason. And I think his carrying of the red hat up the steps of Air Force One also means something. What does it mean? I don't know. Is he sending a message that you should vote for Donald Trump? Is he sending a message that he's going to vote for Donald Trump? Or is he sending a message that says, I know who's responsible for kicking me to the curb, and guess what? It's not the guy with the red hat. It's weird if you think about it, but it is pretty cool. You got a moment here. Head on over to WRVA.com. Get yourself some tickets for politics and pints. Only way to get them is at WRVA.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.